Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. It is closed radio, and I am so excited to be live tonight. We've got a lot of things going on. So first, I want to introduce, we have two new people on tonight. So we have Adrian. Welcome. And then
hello,
we have
hello,
Tasha.
Hello.
All right, so do you all want to introduce yourselves and give you a short little blurb about why you are on closed radio and what you do?
Sure. I'll let the lady go first, of course.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, my name is Tasha T. You can catch me on Facebook or YouTube. Tasha Cummings, Tasha T. Don't be stupid. I am a comedian and radio person, but I love fashion. Like, the two loves that I have in the world are getting dressed and talking shit. So, so those two things together on this radio show are kind of perfect for me.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, I guess
all
right. It's my turn. My name is Adrian Lancaster. You can catch me on Instagram and on Facebook at Adrian Lancaster. Simple like that, A-D-R-I-A-N-L-A-N-C-A-S-T-E-R. A little bit about me. I own a marketing company. I do graphic design. I do image consulting, all of that. But more recently, I've been working with Trunk Club, which is a personal styling service, also with Tippy. So when I was presented this opportunity, I thought it would be really fun. It's something different. And who doesn't like to talk about clothes? I mean, come on. I'm all for it. So that's just a little bit about me, and I'm looking forward to this.
I know. It's exciting. Closed Radio also has, you can catch Closed Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We're on Facebook, but we're on Facebook under Retail Journeys. So we are out in social media as well. And you two are definitely, the way we connected is through Closed. And so it's, you know, I am so appreciative of your time and, really, I'm excited about chatting about accessories, which is our show topic for the night. It is one of my favorite topics of all time. I think, you know, accessories play so much a part in your personality, your lifestyle, your clothes, just who you are. So if you're able to really play up accessories and wear them well, it just adds that extra dazzle to your outfits and to your life. Also on Facebook, under Tapanya, we are hosting a Keep Collective Accessory Social. So you can go on to Facebook under Tapanya and join the Keep Collective page and shop some accessories at a discounted rate as we are going on to the show. So I'm excited. I'm excited. We're going to jump right into tonight's topic. And we are going to really talk about the history of accessories. And what is an accessory? So the history of accessories, it's, you know, it started, I guess, way back when clothes started. But I think it's over time what the definition of accessories are and what classifies the accessory. It can be jewelry, footwear, headwear, hand coverings, just any finishing touch like belts and buckles, neckties and neckwear. Even walking aids like canes are getting bedazzled out. So it's just whatever it is. I don't know. Can y'all think of something that I didn't mention what an accessory would be?
I would say for women, more importantly than men, I would say an accessory would be you all's hair.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely.
That's
we
true.
Switch that up often.
Yeah, I really think that for a woman, the main accessory would definitely be the hair. Even if you think about how you all get dressed on a daily basis, the jewelry that you wear a lot of the times is determined by how your hair is that day. Because if you're wearing your hair down, where, you know, you're covering a lot of your shoulders and your chest, you may not want to wear something, a neck piece that will kind of take up a lot of the space in your shoulders and your chest, because it would kind of be pointless, you know. So I feel like a woman's hair is like a huge accessory. I guess that would be the first thing I would think of, really.
That's a good one. Tasha?
Yeah, I mean, to piggyback off of that, you know, when you get your hair, when you switch your style in your hair, normally you switch your look up, you know, depending on how you're doing it. So sometimes, and pieces that you add to it, if you're doing an updo, you can do head wraps. Crowns are becoming a nice little accessory, and especially with the summer just passing, Coachella and all the big festivals going on right now, people are putting like the flower head wraps in there, the flower head pieces on their Snapchat filters. That's huge.
That is. So you're saying that the Snapchat filters is an accessory?
I was that kind of came out of the headpiece Snapchat filter. I'm sure if you see on everybody's Facebook page, they've added that little headpiece. So when he was talking about hair, that's something that made me think that I thought of.
That is hilarious.
I agree with that. I actually think that with social media, just thinking of the times that we live in, a lot of people use social media to kind of tell their story and express who they are. And this could be good and this could be bad. I hope y'all don't mind, but I'm going to be a little blunt tonight. But I feel like people use filters as accessories.
I agree. That's great. So I think filters are, you know, a way to jazz up your pictures. It's a way to add a little color, a little sharpness. So I like that. I think that's I agree with that. Okay. So let's break down the accessories and let's talk about what our favorite accessories are when we kind of dig into the different types. So I'll throw jewelry out there. So for me, when I think about jewelry, I mean, I just love it all. It just depends on my mood. So I love a great statement. I do like big, bold jewelry. So if I'm going to do something, if I'm going to have a ring on, it's going to be a nice big ring. Or if I'm going to wear earrings, it's going to be nice big earrings or a big statement necklace. So my jewelry is big and bold, and I love the bigger the better. Of course, I don't wear it all at the same time, but definitely the bigger the better. So in terms of jewelry, Tasha, what's your favorite?
Yeah, I'm kind of in that same place right now. I used to be like a really big into like really big statement earrings. Style switched a little bit. I was on the statement necklace for a while, but now I've got like, I'm into simple hoops, and I'm doing the stacking the bracelets right now. You know, the Alex and Ani, the charm bracelets are really huge at a big trend at the moment. So I'm kind of mixing my charm bracelets with my watch right now. And I've been doing headpieces. I've got sway, but it's getting more mainstream. And so I've got a lot of African cloth, you know, to make my head, wrapping my head in headpieces. So I've been doing like simple earrings, a lot of bracelets, and I've been trying to wrap my hair in different styles.
You've been doing that all week on Facebook.
Yeah.
I was going to comment.
Claws.
Yeah, it looks really good and crisp and clean on you. So I love that. I love that. It really shows off your structure on your face. So, yeah.
Thank you very much. Anybody tuning in and you have cloth, send me some pieces. I'll show them all for you.
All right. Adrian?
Yep. So,
and your favorite piece of jewelry?
My favorite piece of jewelry, I feel like, definitely is the watch. Just being a man, I feel like we don't have as many options as women do. When it comes to accessories. So I think that one thing that a man should take advantage of is the watch, just because it's a piece that's transitional. You can wear a watch to work. You can wear a watch to church. You can wear a watch with a T-shirt and it still look good. I've kind of gotten to the point now where I feel naked without having one on. So the watch is definitely the way to go for me.
You know, and I just recently got a couple watches, and watches have not been as popular, I believe, for women now that we have phones so easily accessible. So I just recently, in the last couple of months, have started to wear a watch, but not as a fashion, as a fashion statement, but I don't really look at them, so I just feel like I'd much rather have on a nice bangle or bracelets versus a watch. So I don't know, do you all feel like the watch is more of a masculine accessory, or is it unisex?
So I think it's unisex. I just got into the watch. It's so funny that you said you don't look at it. I have 3 or 4 watches, and it's so embarrassing. I can tell time on a clock and analog, but I do, all my watches, literally the batteries are dead, but I wear them as bracelets. Like I have a couple of accessories. When I started, I was working at Nordstrom part-time in the fashion accessory department, and I really got into watches, like the different styles, how it can, you know, dress up your outfit and kind of bring it down. You have, you know, the jellies, the Michelle Jelly watches, or watches, and you can switch the bands out. So, yeah, it's become a really big thing now for women. And the watch faces for women have gotten larger and larger. I noticed they've gotten larger for men, too. How do you feel about that, Andre? The watch faces, I've noticed, have gotten really huge for men.
Yeah, they have gotten bigger. And like you were saying, in general, I think that the faces on the watch have just gotten bigger, just all across the board. But I don't really care for a huge watch. Now, I do want my watch to be bigger, because when I have a small watch on, it just feels a little feminine to me. Because I have big hands. One, I have a large wrist. So a small watch just really doesn't make sense. But I really do love a nice-sized watch. I don't want it to be huge, though. And kind of jumping back to what you were saying, my battery in my watch right now is dead as we speak. It probably has been dead for the past couple of months. and that really just goes to show that I really just wear it as a fashion statement. It's really just something to look at. Because even if someone was to stop me and say, hey, do you have the time? I'm not going to pull my sleeve back and look at my watch. I'm going to pull out my phone and hit that home button and see what time it is.
Yeah, so funny.
So that's really, I feel like that's become a common story for many people now, because like you said, it really is like a bracelet. It really is just something that you can put on that can make a basic outfit look like something else. And it's easy to do. I mean, I'm sure you guys know you can put on a basic camisole in the summertime, tuck it in with some type of pants, and it looks cool. But when you throw on some bangles and those Alex and Ani bracelets, and you throw on a necklace and you throw on that watch, it's turned into something completely different. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So true.
When I'm thinking about it, I'm not going to jump ahead, because I just thought of like another accessory that is like, I believe, and I'll just throw it out there. Fragrance, I believe, is an accessory. Your perfume.
Absolutely.
So, yes. So I believe when you said that, I was like, I might wear that tomorrow, but I definitely have to think about how each outfit that I put on and how I feel, I have a different perfume that represents that day. Yeah.
Yeah.
You do
I agree.
The same thing,
Totally. Totally. You know, at night it might be a little sexier, a little muskier. And then the daytime when you're in the office, you might just want to be a little bit lighter, powdery, sweet kind of scent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so the next is – oh, were you going to say something, Adrian?
No, you can go ahead. I'm just trying.
Okay.
I'm just flowing.
So I do, and I will say this. There's nothing like, I think, a man who smells well is just, that's that small attention to detail, that accessory, that looks, that completes the outfit. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
You know, and one thing, one motto that I've always lived by is you're addressed by the way you dress. And I think that that's the realest statement ever, because I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you act like. If you dress a certain way, you're going to attract that type of person. That type of person is going to stop you and say, oh, man, I really, really like your outfit. I really, really like the shoes, because they have an appreciation for it. But when you dress one way, you're going to attract that type of crowd, if you follow what I'm saying. So I think that all of that comes into play, especially the way you smell, you know, the way that you present yourself in general. So I definitely think that this is an awesome topic on accessories, because it can really make or break your image.
That's true. I agree. Another accessory that I want to get into is footwear. You know, that is something that's new to me. I'm not going to lie. Working in retail and standing on my feet all day, I was one that was more about comfort cute and not necessarily as an accessory. But now that I've stopped standing on my feet for 12 hours a day and I definitely can see the beauty in a wonderful shoe. And my shoes are more so still towards comfort. I love a great tennis shoe, a great statement shoe. I have some wonderful shoes that I love that are blinged out. They have sequins. I have sequins tennis shoes, and I just love them. If I could wear them every day, I would. But, that's pretty much my favorite. What my go-to right now?
Yeah, I love shoes.
Oh, okay.
They are my favorite thing. It's sad because my feet are. I know what you were just talking about with comfort. My feet are going through it. I've just got into sneakers. I'm still not a big sneaker. I really only have like three or four pairs of sneakers, one to work out with, and two like statement sneakers. I would say I have two pairs of like fashion sneakers. I love shoes. Shoes are normally like the focal point of my outfit. They're what I spend outside. Bags and shoes are the two things that I spend the most money on, but I probably spend a ridiculously amount, like an absurd amount of money on shoes. In fact,
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I was watching, I recently went and saw Hidden Colors, and they were saying that black women spend 27% of what the shoe industry makes. We're the people that spend the most money on shoes.
Really?
Yeah, it's a ridiculous. I know for me it is a ridiculous thing.
And what is it about the shoes? Like, what is it? I don't get it. So help me understand.
I will literally wear a solid colors. A lot of the times, like going out, like right now, we were just to say let's go out tonight, I could put on an all black bodycon dress and put on a cool statement shoes and some cool earrings and feel like I'm done. You know, I make my shoe normally is like the focal point of my outfit a lot of the time. So I normally get a lot of statement shoes. I spend a lot looking at designers that like Sophia Webster, the British designer. She has she's become really popular. She's studying under Nicholas Kirkwood. So those two designers kind of like put a lot of emphasis in what they're doing. It's like art almost. So like Sophia Webster has like butterfly shoes, and there's like actual wings coming off the back of the shoe.
Oh, okay. And in terms of comfort, help sell me a little bit more versus how they look.
Comfort isn't. the first thing I, for instance, I don't buy, I bought one pair of Louboutins and they're not comfortable. So I only have two pairs. They're not comfortable at all. So I stopped buying them. The Nicholas Kirkwood shoes that I have, they're mostly comfortable. They're not any less or more comfortable than other shoes that I have. I don't spend as much time thinking about comfort as I should. Now, if I'm going out somewhere for a long period of time, like if I'm going to the club and I know I'm going to be out for a long time, like I'm not going to wear a pump that's going to make my foot feel trapped the whole night. Like I need to, if I like to dance, so I need to be in something that is like, it has a platform. Platforms are good for comfort. So ladies, if you're looking for a shoe that's going to, you want to dance all night in, a platform, especially in the summertime, a platform sandal is going to give you your best bet.
And you think about more so, you don't think about the shoe until you, or the comfort of the shoe until you're getting ready to go out. So wherever you go determines what shoe you're going to pick up and wear.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm, during the day going to work, I have some steady, you know, I've got some steady, like, more platform. Now, platforms are big for the summer right now. So I have a couple of platforms that that give me the height that I want. I'll wear, during the daytime, I'll wear a lot of wedges or like a flat form type shoe, so I can get the height and the look that I'm looking for with a little more comfort. But as far as going out at night, the only time I'm looking for comfort is if I know I'm going to be dancing. If I'm just going to have dinner, then I will probably wear my most outrageously uncomfortable but pretty shoes, snap a picture, and sit down. Sounds ridiculous, I know, but it is the truth.
No, can I butt right, in real quick?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that this conversation is so funny. I spent a summer in New York about 4 years ago doing some modeling. And, of course, well, I'm sure Tippy knows, but you all don't. I don't have the height for runway, so I did a lot of print photography. I was doing a lot of just photo shoots. And one thing that I recognized is a lot of the female models, they said the same thing. They actually have a lingo for it, and what they call it is it's two different types of shoes. You have a runway shoe, and then you have your photo shoot shoe. And the difference is the photo shoot shoe is the one that's extremely uncomfortable. It's the one that looks the best because all they have to do is put the shoe on and sit there and sit and hold their pose for that camera because they're not up on their feet in that shoe. And then that runway shoe is the one that's not as cute. It's cute, but it's not as cute, but it's a lot more comfortable because they actually have to move in it. It actually has to be functional. So that makes a lot of sense when you say, like, if you're just going to go out to dinner, you're going to go find the most outrageous shoe you can find because you don't have to do anything in it, you know?
Exactly.
So, I definitely get that. From a man's standpoint now, I'm just going to throw it out there. Men can be very, very jealous of you women when it comes to shoes because you can find shoes much cheaper than we can. First things first. you guys have so many options. So, like, just shoes is so endless. But I think a shoe for a man is extremely important as well. It can make or break an outfit. I'm sure you guys have seen men in suits with, you know, like a basic shoe. And then you see a man with a suit on that has on, like, a really, really nice wingtip shoe or a monk strap shoe. It really can just make a huge difference on what you're wearing. For me, I never really do sneakers. I guess that's just because I'm more of like a classic type of person. That's just my preference. There's nothing wrong with a sneaker. I think everyone should have a sneaker because who doesn't want to have a sneaker? But, preferably I love a loafer. I'm a loafer type of guy. Like, I wear loafers with everything. I'll throw on a T-shirt with some jeans and roll my jeans up and throw on some loafers. Or, that's really my major preference. I love in the summertime the loafer because you get to, you know, roll your pants up. You put a little ankle out. Just makes you feel a little bit more summertime. Then, you know, rather than putting on socks and then having to put on some shoes on top of that. So I guess my preference in shoes would definitely be a loafer.
Yeah, I can see you in that. That, yeah. And I love that look, the rolled up jeans with the loafer, a nice belt, and definitely your favorite fragrance. So, yes, I can see that.
Oh, yes, yeah, definitely.
So what are some of our, are you all big on belts and belt buckles?
I'm not.
For me, yes. I think accessories, the more I've been, this year has kind of been all about, just like I was saying, the simple. I've been wearing very simple outfits, like a bodysuit, a cool belt, and some really poppin' statement shoes. Belts for women, I think it can, right now, you know, clinches your waist. The big belts have gone out of style a little bit more than they used to be. The big broad belts were huge for a while back, but now it's like I've got a fringe belt that can kind of spice up an outfit. With a plain outfit, I can do skinny top, but it's got the long fringes. So, and I've got my statement belt that I kind of wear, my Moschino belt. I can just pop on plain black top and some high-waisted skinny jeans. That's one of my go-tos.
Yeah, I like that. I got into belts just in my retail career. I have worked with women and styled women where I've added a belt to their outfit. Women who don't necessarily have a waist, a belt can create a waist for a woman. It's one of those things where it just kind of accentuates an area that may people choose not to accentuate. So everybody has a waistline. So a belt would be a great piece to add to create one if you feel like you don't have one. So I've noticed, like, by putting a belt on the waist and then putting a jacket over it creates a waistline. And it also kind of hides your problem areas as well. So I've learned that belts are great additions to adding illusion to someone's outfit or to someone. So, yes, definitely over the past years I've been very keen on belt buckles. Not necessarily with the belt, because I tend to hide it under my jackets, or I might wear it with a nice pair of jeans. Like Tasha said, I love the colorful belt, so I'm all about color. So wherever I can add a pop of color, I definitely do that. And so belts have allowed me. I have a lot of skinny belts that in like 7 different colors, and it just really adds a little punch to my otherwise plain outfit. So, yeah. And Adrian, you said no belts. You're not into belts?
No, I'm not going to say I'm not into belts, but I'm not into the big buckles, you know, the big, like, statement buckles. They were in for a while. Even when they were in, it just really wasn't my thing. I'm kind of a little more conservative, so I would much rather go with just, like, a nice, basic, clean brown belt, black belt, maybe like a tan belt. And really the reason for that is I like kind of loud shirts. Like I like shirts that are kind of popping and loud. So if I'm going to have a shirt that's like that, I don't want to also have a belt that's extremely loud, because I like to give a good contrast. But that pretty much is the only reason that I really don't do the big extravagant belts, just because I don't want to make it look like it's too much going on.
Yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that. Okay. So let's see. What other finishing touches do we have? Tell me, Adrian, you have a couple of accessories in terms that men wear that we didn't necessarily mention. So what else, what other accessories could you talk about in terms of what are good for men?
Okay. Yeah, I could definitely do that. So I think what it comes down to ultimately is what type of work you're in. I think for your business, your business professional man, I think a briefcase is amazing.
Ooh.
I think a briefcase really it determines what you're doing during the day. It determines who you are. It's a statement. It really can complete a look. I think, you know, a nice briefcase is a huge accessory for a man. I think another thing would be now, you know, everyone's wearing these fedoras. I think, the hat for the man has become something that is almost every day. You know, I see guys walking down the street every day with a fedora on, or they have even a snapback, you know, like a regular baseball cap. I think can really make an outfit look completely different. And then if we really want to talk accessories for your beatboxer, your hip hop dancer, you know, these big headphones, these big Beats headphones, that almost becomes part of your outfit, on a day to day. I ride the train every day to work sometimes. So, you know, I get on the train and I see guys all the time and they have the snapback and then they have the big red Beats headphones on, or they have them hanging around their neck. I even think that based on what your style is and what you do every day, those types of things can be huge as far as accessories go. I'm not really sure if, you know, everybody likes, you know, is into jackets, but I think jackets are a huge accessory in the wintertime, whether that's a bubble vest, like coat that you throw over like a hoodie, or if that's a leather jacket, you know, like a motorcycle style jacket, or just even like your average blazer, like even a cargo blazer. I think things like that are what men rely on for accessories, because every man doesn't have his ears pierced, so they can't do earrings. So, you know, every guy isn't into necklaces or watches or even bracelets. So I think that the classic practical things like a hat, like a jacket, like a briefcase are what men rely on as far as accessories.
You know what else is big when I'm thinking about it are the Fitbits. Those are becoming big, and they are also kind of like watches, but are becoming big accessories for men. And even looking through GQ, they have different faces that are kind of similar to the Apple Watch. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I agree with that. You're right. The Fitbits and the Apple Watches have become also really like, you know, a bracelet or a watch. Even the Fitbits and the Apple Watches have the bands that you can purchase, and they're interchangeable, so that, you know, if you want to have like a rose gold effect one day and you want to just do a brown leather strap the next, then you can do that.
Yeah. And we forgot, none of us mentioned sunglasses, which is something over the past 2 years that I have noticed that I have way too many pairs of sunglasses. But it just, for me, I can pop on some sunglasses and it just completes my outfit. And when I take my selfies, I'm like, if I could take a selfie in like all my sunglasses, it would be wonderful. So sunglasses are great accessories, especially during the summertime, and they're my go-to now. If I don't have sunglasses in my purse, I am like dying with the sun and everything. So I just definitely love sunglasses, and especially on men too. I think it's just looks great.
That is totally evolved.
Yeah, I agree. And then, Adrian, you and I were talking about just glasses in general, and I did order my box of glasses. There's a company called Warby Parker where you can get a box of glasses and sunglasses sent to your home, and I actually got my box. I'm going to bring them to work tomorrow so you can see it. But, yes, I got my box of glasses, so I'm excited. So glasses are becoming so fashionable and a great accessory. So talk about your glasses, Adrian, because I know I stop you every other day and talk about how great you look in your glasses.
Oh, thank you. Glasses definitely huge. I don't know how I forgot about that. I guess it's funny just to see how things change as time goes on, because I can remember being back in elementary school when I was the little guy who had the big round glasses on and everybody called me Four Eyes. To now where, you know, people are wearing glasses as personality pieces. You know, they actually sell personality glasses where you can get them in these different colors and these different shades and shapes. And it really is a lot like, almost like your hair. You know what I mean? I feel like that's the closest way I can describe it, because based on what your outfit is like during the day, you know, for that day, and based on what your hair looks like, you can choose a pair of frames that match that personality, that match that look. Me, I absolutely love like these not even modern. It's actually pretty classic. The round glasses that have like the turquoise, the tortoise shell frames. I love that brown with the specks of like, you know, tan and black and I guess that would be like the Spike Lee style, like how he wears those round glasses. I love that style. That's really like my thing now that I've been exploring. But definitely glasses, that's a huge thing.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so is there anything else we forgot in terms of accessories? Or we pretty much covered, I think everything could be an accessory that we have talked about. But I'm thinking nail polish could be an accessory, your nails, the stiletto nails, like just there's so many different ways that you can spin an accessory. It's just that extra added punch to an outfit. So I really think that there's no clear definition of what an accessory is. I think it depends on your personality. I think it depends on, just what you like, what your dislikes are. I love accessories. I worked in an accessory store. Your iPad cases are accessories. Your phone covers can be an accessory. Keychains. The list goes on and on. So, yeah, it's a great show. I'm excited. I think we covered some good things. So what are your favorite accessories? Do y'all have one favorite go-to, or did we already cover this?
Yeah, I think, like I said, shoes are kind of my thing right now. I guess it depends on what's going on, because, for instance, summertime when I don't have my makeup on, you just said the key word is sunglasses. Sunglasses are a great accessory for just sunglasses and head wraps. My head wraps, you see I've been wearing those for the same past couple of days. That's kind of what's going on with me. It was said best when we were talking about hair earlier. So it's kind of just how I feel that day is kind of what my go-to is.
Yeah, I agree.
One thing that I think would be a huge go-to accessory for women is handbags. I think that's one thing we didn't talk about. Is purses, but, you know, handbags, clutches, even totes. Your tote that you take to work, you know, your average businesswoman you see on the train has their handbag, and then they have their tote that has all of their work stuff in. So I definitely think that handbags are also a big thing.
And going even digging even deeper into the handbags, it could be the pouches that go into the handbag. So I've been kind of trying to separate everything in my purse. So instead of having three or four different bags that has something in it, or a big purse that I can never find anything, I have different pouches that serve different purposes. So I have a pouch for anything that has to do with my body. I have a pouch for my makeup. I have a pouch for my sunglasses. I have a pouch for my change. Just anything I can think of so that I can kind of not lose things in my purse, I have a pouch for it. So I love them. Love it. I don't know. So, Adrian, you talked about glasses being your favorite accessory of the moment. I think, what else did we cover? I think that's it. So what do we wear well? And what do you think you all could work better on in terms of accessories? Like, what do you do really well? What accessory do you do well?
That's a good question. I think I probably would be glasses and hats. I think what I could explore a little more of is maybe colors that are outside of my, you know, my comfort zone. I really, really like the neutrals, the neutral tones. I think one thing I haven't gotten comfortable with would be like wearing like even a white hat is out of my comfort zone. I kind of like to stick with like a black or a darker brown or a gray. But yeah, I think what I would do the best probably would be like, you know, glasses and hats.
Mm-hmm. Right now, with I'm gonna go back to the same thing as the head wrap. Right now, I'm really having fun with those. I think whatever you do best is whatever you have the most fun with. You know, when you stepping out of your comfort zone, just like he was saying, trying something different, and when it works, you kind of just stick with that for a little while. You know, and I don't know, I'm kind of proud of myself for doing something different and it working out. So that's what I'm on right now.
And I think you did, the head wraps are just such a beautiful thing. And you can tell you're really comfortable in it. You know, in your videos, it was just like, wow, I want to try that. And so I don't know how many compliments you got off of it, but it was just like, oh, I don't think I could ever do a head wrap like that.
And,
I don't think it would look good on.
No, it totally will. It's just about trying it. And I think, you know, that stepping out of the comfort zone, and you always look at someone else and say, I could never do that, because I was kind of in the same place. And I was like, you know what? I am going to do that. My friend had one first. And it's funny the way I got the head wrap. I was the first one I got. We were out of town, and I borrowed hers. And then you ever accidentally borrow keep something? Well, that's kind of what took place. Is I borrowed it and I thought I gave it back. And when I got back from out of town, I looked at my bag and I was like, oh, this is still here. Well, maybe I should try it again. And yeah, that's how she found it after she was looking for it when she saw it in one of my videos.
So what made you start the video? Because you did how many videos last week with a head wrap? Was it? Did you say, okay, I'm going to do the whole week with head wraps? Or what made you continue to do it?
No, I took my crochet braids out. And it was, we had the holiday last week. So I had taken my hair out on and that's talking about earlier, your hair is the accessory, because I took my hair out and I've made this 30-day challenge. So at night when I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't post the video, what am I going to do with my hair? I can't just have my bonnet on. And then that's when I was like looking around for something, and I found the wrap that I had borrowed from my friend from the trip. So I just put it on, and it kind of worked for the next couple of days because I didn't go anywhere, but I still had to post a video.
Uh-huh.
And then,
wow.
Yeah, and then I was like, this is really cool. I don't want to wear the same wrap again. And I ran out to the African store that sells African cloth and designs, and I picked up some more and started having some fun with it.
Yes. Were you getting a lot of compliments?
Yeah, it was surprisingly. I was telling my brother yesterday we have went out, and it's interesting how just putting that cloth in my hair really made me feel empowered. Like, I've been wearing my natural hair for a couple years. I know you've been wearing your hair forever. I've been wearing my hair out for like a year and a half, and it was one level of empowerment to wear my natural hair out, but it was like a level up actually putting this cloth in my hair. I got a lot of compliments, and more than I was surprised on how many.
Mm-hmm. Looks really good on you. Looks really good.
Thanks,
so
love. I'm going to get you one and force you to wear one.
Oh, I have definitely, I don't know. I don't know if I can do it, but I'll be open. That's the one thing about me is that, I mean, and where I put it on and what I'm doing, that's where it depends. But I will definitely try just about anything once except for a wig. I don't think I can't do a wig. That's just not going to happen, but I'll do anything else.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get one.
All right. So what are some things that you all would splurge on and you would buy on a budget?
Would you splurge on? Well, we know Tasha would splurge on shoes.
Yeah.
Or would you? Are you all over the gamut with the shoe thing?
Shoes and bags are my splurge. Honestly, I spend a lot of money on that. For shirts and jeans, I'm super budget. ASOS, shirts and jeans, I go to, like, I have a couple of go-to sites that I know the style fit, and I consistently get the same, you know, kind of, I stick with the same brands on those, but shoes and bags are kind of my splurge.
Adrian?
I think for me, the thing I would splurge on would probably be watches, and the things that I'm going to buy on budgets are going to be, you know, the personality glasses, the hats, shoes. It's going to be a little bit of both. If it's a dress shoe, I'm pretty much probably going to be willing to splurge on it, but on just like an everyday shoe, I probably would stick more on a budget because that's not really my, you know, that's not where my heart is. My heart is in a good dress shoe, you know, and a good watch. So I think those would be the things I would be willing to splurge on the most.
I think for me, I would splurge on necklaces, earrings. I have it all backwards. But I would splurge on those great statement jewelry pieces. And budget-wise, depending on the shoe, it would be the shoes and my handbag. But I'm starting to change the shoe. My shoe game, I'm starting to kind of look and see the difference between a quality shoe versus a budgeted shoe, like the detailing, the leather, the keep of the leather, the suppleness of the leather in a shoe, or the suede or the fabrication in a shoe. I'm starting to see the difference, and I'm starting to kind of shift my mind on the splurge type of bubble. So I can definitely see a shift. Each year I decide what I'm going to choose to spend lots of money on and what I'm going to budget on. So it definitely depends on the season for me as well. Summertime, I might buy a whole bunch of different cute little sandals that might just last that one season. Wintertime, it's a little different. I think I would invest in some great booties. I love booties. But yeah. Let's talk about trends in terms of shoes. What are the trends? I know, Tasha, you are an expert on shoes. So what are some of your favorite trends that you're seeing in terms of accessories? Did we lose you? Are you on there?
Hello,
Adrian?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Tasha, go ahead. I'm
here.
Sorry.
No. I didn't want to interrupt you. My phone went out. Could you ask again?
What are some of your favorite trends in terms of shoes that you're seeing out there now?
Oh my gosh! Right now, I love. There's a lot of patterns in the shoes. You know, like some of my favorite designers, like I was saying, have a lot of colorful patterns. Like Sophia Webster is doing the flowers all over shoes. Right now, Gucci has, the platforms are really big right now, so that's fun. Forms, colorful, patterny shoes that you can wear solid outfits with and then let your shoe really pop. And I think those are my two favorites right now.
Yeah, I love the chunky heel that's coming back from like the 80s. You know how the chunky shoe? That is one of my favorites. And I think I can do a chunky heel versus a stiletto. So that's why I'm so like, okay, these are cute. And then I saw this woman today, the booty is just like never going away. I think it's year round now, but she looked really, really cute. She had on this open,
open toe booty with a cute sundress. And I was like, oh my God, that is so cute. So that was really one of my favorite shoe trends that I'm seeing. And I'm like, how am I going to do that? And I'm also ready to buy some. So I'm excited about that as well. Adrian, what are some of the trends that you're liking in terms of accessories that you see?
Well, as far as shoes, the trends I'm seeing are a lot of suedes, and then I'm seeing a lot of like shiny patent leathers. As far as like the dress shoes, and I love that look, especially like with a nice satin tuxedo. But as far as like other trends with belts, I guess a thing that's coming back with the men's, and like I was saying, I'm not a fan on the loud belts, but I'm seeing a lot of the brands like MCM and like Moschino and even Ferragamo who are doing the monogram pattern belts. I've been seeing that a lot lately. I guess another thing in shoes I've been seeing is the thick sole. Even Prada has made their sole on their shoes a lot thicker than what, you know, a normal men's shoe sole is. And I do like it on some shoes. It's just an acquired taste for me.
Okay. The thick sole. So you're saying the whole bottom of it is like a platform. It's like thick or just the...
Yeah, actually, they're like my father, for example. My father loves Prada's sneakers, like their everyday sneakers that they make, because he said that they're extremely comfortable. So I remember growing up as a kid, you know, like he would buy a pair once a year. So like he was just trying to build up his wardrobe, and he loved those sneakers. So I used to spend a lot of time looking at them, and I noticed last year that the sole is about a half inch thicker than what it used to be. And then when I look at some of the other brands, that same sole is pretty much translating to all of the other higher end brands. And I've just noticed that people are, you know, they're gravitating towards it. And I could understand why some people would like it. It kind of does give you a little height. And it makes it a lot more comfortable sometimes just to have a little bit of extra cushion. Even if you look at the sneakers, Jordans Nikes and these Air Maxes that are coming out, a lot of them, they do have a lot more sole on them, which does help out a lot for comfortability.
Yeah, I agree. I think people now are, especially shoe designers, are getting very aware that comfort is important. So I agree. I've read a couple different articles in InStyle, and they showcase different designers, and they talk about, you know, the one thing when they're designing a shoe, they're thinking about the everyday woman and what she has going on and how comfort plays a part in how they design the shoe. So I agree. I definitely have seen that a lot, you know, a lot more now that designers are focused on that. So, which could be the rise of the platform, you know. So that's great. Anybody thrift shop for accessories? Are y'all thrifting? Do you recommend it?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy thrifting. I love thrifting for accessories. I think that's the best place. That's where you should start.
Okay.
Love thrifting. That's something I do pretty much at the beginning of each season. I normally clear my closet out. I look at it as good karma, you know. I clear my closet out from the season before, and then, you know, take as much as possible to the thrift store and then try to get some cute new stuff for the next season.
A good idea. I like that. So when you're going to the thrift store, you have a bag of goodies that you drop
off.
Yes.
Every time I go, I take something with me.
So where do you thrift? What are some great stores that you all recommend thrifting?
I love Buffalo Exchange.
I know, I've heard a lot about Buffalo Exchange.
Yeah, I love Buffalo Exchange. And then I just love, like, you know, the everyday mom and pop type stores that you find. I can't really say I have a specific one. I love to just, you know, be out driving and see one, and I'm like, oh, I have to stop. And I stop, and I go in, and typically you find something you like.
And I think that's true. Like, I
rolled up on a Goodwill and went in there and found, you know, at least one thing. There's always somewhere where you can go in the neighborhood. And there's also some great online shops, too. Poshmark is a good one where you can get some luxury pieces that are great. What's another one? eBay is always good. People are always selling their things on eBay. So there's a lot of great online sites where you can actually sell, take pictures and sell your stuff without leaving your home.
Yeah, actually, ASOS gives you the opportunity to do that as well.
Yes. All right. So where are y'all shopping for your accessories? Where do you go for most? I'm sure it's everywhere because you talked about thrifting, but where do you have any favorite stores that you can recommend to our listeners where to go?
I'm kind of a out of habit person. There's a couple of things with thrifting. I do the unique thrift stores. They're really mom and pop. They don't have dressing rooms. You kind of have to try things on over your clothes. You can catch where they are online. For shoes and bags, I haven't gone really into the stores. I know you guys know as far as with Trunk Club, one of the great big things with Trunk Club, the things come into your home. So I've been a really big online shopper. So ASOS is an online shop that I use, ASOS.com. Mm-hmm. They do two-day shipping. If you're one of their Prime members, it's like $20 a month. You can do the two-day shipping. But that's one of my favorite spots. A go-to quick big store outside of the big department stores.
That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah, I also am a big fan of ASOS. I also use them. And then they have something on ASOS website called the ASOS Marketplace. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it is basically like the ASOS thrift store where you can actually upload and sell your pieces that you have in your actual closet, and people can look through that and purchase. So that's almost like an online thrift store. So I use that. And then I even go to, like, you know, your everyday stores like Aldo. I love Aldo's accessory collection for men because they sell, like, bundles of bracelets and things like that you can choose from. And I love those type of deals because you get so much in your one purchase, and you can kind of take things apart and mix and match and wear certain ones with, you know, with certain outfits. So little stuff like that I always look for. I'm not one who's afraid to go in Marshalls or TJ Maxx either. I'll go in there and I'll sift through all of the stuff they have and see what I can find.
Yeah, I agree. There's also, I'm biased because I used to work there, but there's also a lot of accessory stores out there. Charming Charlie is a great store to shop at. They pretty much have everything colorized. And so you walk in, you go to a table that is all red. You can find everything in terms of accessories on that red table, earrings, bracelets, just everything you can think of. So that's a great place to shop that I kind of go to get my inexpensive little things that'll work into my wardrobe. So, yeah. So there, we have 60 seconds left. I can't believe the show is already over. So before we end the show, I want to thank you all for joining us tonight and talking about accessories. You can definitely download the podcast. On Closed Radio, we'll send a link out. Adrian, where can we reach you again?
You can reach me on Instagram and Facebook at Adrian Lancaster.
All right, and Tasha?
The same thing. If you, the easiest way to find me is Tasha T, T-A-S-H-Y-A, and then T, Tasha T. If you Google me, Tasha T, don't be stupid.
All right. Well, thank you all again for joining us. And until next time, may all your outfits match. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thanks.
Awesome. Bye. Thanks.